USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Defendant Donald J. Trump says it's a sad day for America. Speaking from the airport in Virginia.
So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
The former president made those comments Thursday after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The Department of Justice claims the January 6th Capitol riot was fueled by what it calls Trump's lies. A long list of Republicans who worked for Trump in the White House, including former Vice President Mike Pence, made revelatory witness statements to the federal grand jury in the case. Gas prices in the U.S. keep going back up. In South Florida, correspondent Sam Brock says it's not the summer traveling season that's affecting prices.
The reason that we've seen gas prices increase more than a quarter over just the last month largely is because of record-breaking temperatures and what they mean for oil refineries.
AAA reports the national average price for regulars $3.82 a gallon. Half of Americans say the U.S. economy is still getting worse. According to a CNN poll, 51% of Americans said the economy is continuing its downturn, despite some recent positive indicators. Bud Light's parent company says it has stabilized in the market. Anheuser-Busch said its market share has leveled out since the boycott over Dylan Mulvaney's Bud Light social media post. Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says immigration reform will be one of his top priorities if elected president.
The specious claimants are not allowed into this country. They're turned away. If we were doing that today, the entire business model for the cartels would collapse.
He said the current policy is not serving anyone's interests. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for Metashare, and Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this? Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
On the day of former President Trump's Capitol riot case arraignment, Republican rival Ron DeSantis is blasting the former executive for not draining the swamp like he promised.
He did not make a dent in the swamp. In fact, you know, he didn't fire Christopher Wray. He elevated Fauci and didn't fire him. He put General Milley in defense to lead the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
DeSantis promises to hold federal agencies accountable for any overreaches of authority if he is elected. Honeybees are dying off in extreme Arizona heat. An entomologist told CNN it's a major concern since the bees can forage up to 113 degrees, but the state has had many days soar way over that. Experts are worried about the increasing number of dead honeybees, which are vital to the ecosystem. An Arizona beekeeper adds the heat is melting the bees' homes, and other bee colonies are attacking them because of food scarcity. No grand prize winners lately in either the Mega Millions or Powerball lotteries means Americans still have a chance at hitting it big. Over $1.2 billion is up for grabs in the Mega Millions drawing tomorrow night, with a cash option working out to roughly $625 million. Saturday night, the Powerball is a whopping $124 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.